So now we're going to go into service manager knowledge management. In 2012, service manager knowledge management is a key component to really managing knowledge base articles, both for internal IT as well as for the customer. And we're going to show some unique ways we can actually help the customer, help them sell from a knowledge perspective, be able to feed that into the customer portal and make it very context aware to solve those problems. Yeah.
And I know so far you've shown the incident and the problem management and a lot of the templates that are there. Is that right out of the box, or have you done lots of customizations to get to that point?
That's a great question. So from an incident, problem, as well as a knowledge management perspective, everything you're seeing here is out of the box. There may have been a field on the incident form that I actually added, which I didn't really highlight. But that's something really to recognize with service managers, that out of the box, the experience is actually very rich. I know in the previous segment you saw the connectors and the ability to consume that data and work with incident and problem management almost immediately is a really quick win for most customers. So yeah, it's a really rich out-of-the-box experience.
All right, great. Well, let's dig into the knowledge management.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do here is we're actually going to show you knowledge management from a demonstration perspective. So let's kick over to that. And the first thing we're going to do here is we're actually going to move out of the work items area, and we're actually going to go into knowledge management here. So if I actually go to my library area, you'll see here that I have the ability to start controlling knowledge articles in the business. And what I can do here is I can actually create knowledge articles manually, which I have the ability to do. I can also import knowledge articles in mass form from other external sources. So a lot of times customers have other service desk products and they have a knowledge environment and they want to bring that over. And I'm not going to show how you do this technically. There's a lot of good articles out there, but you have the ability to import data from other external sources of truth and be able to bring that data in through the connector information. So this is a quick example of how you can actually migrate that data.
So these are kind of problem resolution templates for certain things, for knowledge?
Absolutely.
Okay. And there's a lot of third-party sources out there that have these?
There are third-party sources. I'm an advocate kind of you know, Bing and Google being a good source of actually finding the most common issue. Mm-hmm. But knowledge management in general is, what are the common issues that are happening in my business and how do I actually solve those issues? And it gives us reusable ways to actually accomplish the resolution. So a blue screen of death with a hex decimal format, do you want to put that in your knowledge management or your knowledge base? Maybe not. Maybe Bing or Google are really good ways to actually get that data. But maybe you have a specific application that you want to have a knowledge base article around because it's a common way to solve a certain problem. That might be a really good candidate for an article to be put into knowledge management. We actually work with a customer that has 17,000 knowledge base articles in their knowledge management system. And what they do is actually fairly unique. You can't actually create an incident until you actually have a knowledge article. So every incident has to have a knowledge base article. And when they actually work on an incident, they use knowledge to make sure that they have a resolution. They know all the resolutions. And it's a really nice proactive way to understand every single issue that's happening in the business. Now, 17,000 is a lot, but it's a good example of how to actually leverage knowledge management in an environment.
Yeah, that's taking it to the extreme of getting all end to end, I think. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we can actually create knowledge base articles manually. So that's what I'm gonna kind of pick on today a little bit. And what we'll do here is we'll open up knowledge article 2 here, which is, why do software requests require approval? And the reason I'm picking on this is because we're actually gonna see this in the customer portal. We're actually going to see how we can feed customers knowledge and be able to have that at their fingertips to be able to understand certain scenarios here. So as an overview for a knowledge-based article, I can do a couple of things here. I can rate this particular article, and whatever I rate it and provide a comment here, that actually goes into the feedback area so I can be proactive in understanding whether the knowledge-based article is relative or not relative and its measurement of success in the business. Mm-hmm. I have the ability to provide a nice friendly title, a nice friendly description. Now these are really important because when you're searching in Service Manager for knowledge articles or when you're actually in the customer portal looking at information, these are all indexed inside of the solution. So whatever you're typing here is really, really important to know that's really relative to the business. I have the ability to provide a classification, and some of those things around there might be keywords. These are tag words that go around the knowledge article as well. So if I want to search for them, I can pick up on these keywords here. I can assign this particular article owner to someone. So I'm logged in as Scott and I'm creating this article. I own this article, or maybe if you created a knowledge base article, you would be the actual article owner. I have the ability to provide a category for this. And this again is another way to classify and consume knowledge, and maybe some are software issues, some are hardware knowledge base articles, some are printing knowledge base articles, so on and so forth. But towards the bottom here is where we actually get to the meat of our knowledge management system. So I have the ability to do a couple of things here. I can provide an external link to something that may be not in my knowledge management system. So maybe there's a SharePoint environment, or maybe there is an external Google article or Bing article or MSDN article that I actually can link to. I can actually link that into the system. Or I can actually type the actual knowledge article in here. Now, the great thing about this is to create a knowledge base article, all you have to have is Microsoft Word. And when you create that knowledge base article, you then consume that and import that in via the knowledge base system. And when you open that up, it actually imports that knowledge, that Word art document into the actual knowledge base system. And that's what I love about this, is that you don't have to know any crazy code or crazy source to be able to create a knowledge base article. You just have to know how to type something in Word, and then we actually consume it in Word. So it's very, very easy to actually create knowledge base articles in the system. Now, this is all customer facing information, but there is an analyst area here, which actually allows for me to specify specific things for the analyst side of the business. So customers will never see this. So maybe in this knowledge base article,
So you mentioned a good point here. I'd like to just understand. Yeah. So you mentioned it's customer facing. Where does that customer facing knowledge surface?
That customer facing knowledge surfaces in the customer portal. And we'll dig into that actually when we get through this particular part of the knowledge base session. But when we actually build customer knowledge, we actually want to publish that to the customer. I use my mother as the example here. My mother, she has a smartphone. She can go to an app store and download an app. She can hook up her phone to ActiveSync. She's consumer side genius. She's a real estate agent, so she can sell real estate really well. But the problem is when she walks in the four walls of IT, she gets really scared. She gets nervous. She doesn't know what's going on. She can go to Bank of America and reset her password, look at knowledge base articles all day long. But when, again, she looks at IT, she has an issue with being able to solve her own problem. I don't know why that is, but I think that's because of the impression of how we present data back to our customers. So in the customer portal for Service Manager, there's a really neat way to be able to make knowledge base articles contextually aware, to be able to provide your customer knowledge base articles that are relevant to what they're looking for. So there's a couple ways we do this here. Now, this is a customer portal for Service Manager, and you'll see here that I've kind of visualized this as a service that we're providing to our business. I have things around hardware requests, software requests, telecom requests, things such as that. Now, I can't come in here and just search for knowledge base articles. But the reality is that a customer is not going to come in here and type the word software to find software-related knowledge base articles, or type iPhone to find iPhone-related knowledge base articles, because they just won't. That's not how they actually operate. Mm-hmm. However, what they will do is say, okay, well, I have a software issue, or I need a piece of software, or I have a telecom issue. And what we can do here is make this customer portal very visual, put knowledge base articles around those particular types of requests. So let's say that a customer is coming in here for a software request issue. You can see here that I'm actually putting the knowledge that we just showed you on the analyst side into the actual request offering here. So my mom or my customer wants to know why I need particular pieces of software approved. I can actually click on this, and this will open up that knowledge base article and give me the ability to see that knowledge base article and why maybe software is required for why manager approval is required for particular pieces of software. That's one great example. Maybe the customer is going in to report a telecom issue. Maybe they just got their new smartphone and they want to be able to see how to set up ActiveSync. So maybe we put a knowledge base article in the smartphone area that says, hey, you have a new device. This is how you set up ActiveSync, and walk them through step by step. The great thing about this is it alleviates the touch points into the service desk. Now you're helping your customers help yourself. Is contextually aware, so you're putting the right knowledge base articles into the right areas, and your first call of your influx of requests that are coming in from the business goes way, way down because they're being solved by themselves with knowledge.
So makes sense.
Knowledge has a couple of different really strong points. It's really easy to create, really easy to manage, Analysts can use it to be able to work against common issues and resolutions, but more importantly, and this is, I think, is the most key part, is being able to put this in front of customers and help them help themselves.
Very much so. Yeah, so obviously resolve the problems or incidents before they happen. That's the ideal state.
Exactly, exactly. Right. So that's a nice overview of knowledge management. And
All right, well, thank you so much for your time. We'll see you back here in a little while for reporting data warehousing.
We will, actually.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.